discover the French language with Jessica. It's right here. It's right now on French Your Way podcast.
Bonjour à tous et bienvenue sur French Your Way podcast. C'est l'épisode 88. Welcome to episode 88 of French Your Way podcast. Helen and Mark are a couple learning French together. I know that because Helen sent me an email. I thought it was a great idea, like a great activity to share, because it gives you an extra motivation to go visit the same countries, maybe like so. In that case, French-speaking countries, and to reinforce practice together. So Helen sent me an email, as I was saying, to ask me if I could help with the pronouns, because sometimes she doesn't know which pronouns to start. So that inspired me to create a few episodes. You'll need to stay tuned because they're not going to be consecutive episodes. So it's going to be spread a little bit over time, but I will go over the pronouns. So these lessons require a little bit of grammar knowledge, although I'm going to be as clear as possible. And today I'm going to start with direct and indirect objects and direct and indirect pronouns. So first, A verb can be either transitive or intransitive. So if it's intransitive, that means that after that you cannot have any object. You can basically stop the sentence and you cannot add anything to it. So for example, aller, so to go, you don't go what, you go where. So if you're going to add any piece of information, it's going to be a place but not an object. Mourir or naître, so to die or to be born, is just so you die or you are born, or maybe like a date or in which conditions, in which circumstances, but not to die something or to be born something, not really. Also, some reflexive verbs, they are intransitive, like se promener is to go for a stroll, to go for a walk. Well, if you want to add any piece of information, maybe again that's going to be a where, but it's not a what. Alright, so these verbs are intransitive, you cannot add anything else. Then, the transitive verbs, they can maybe be transitive direct or transitive indirect. So it depends on the type of object that they're going to take. If you take a sentence such as, and it's going to work both in French and in English here, I like cats. Alors, j'aime les chats. So you see your verb, so a typical sentence would be subject, verb, and object if possible. So I is the subject, the verb is like, and what is the cats. So I like what, I like cats. Donc les chats, cats is a direct object. It's called direct object because it comes directly, straight away after the verb. Now, if you take another sentence, he wrote a letter. He wrote a letter. So let's do it in English first. We're going to compare both languages. Subject, he, verb, the wrote. He wrote what? A letter. A letter is the object. And it's direct because a letter appears straight away, directly after he wrote. There's nothing in between. In French, it's the same. He wrote a letter would be il a écrit une lettre. So le verbe a écrit, and then une lettre is, so what is it that he wrote? Une lettre, it comes straight after the verb écrire. It's a direct object here as well. Now, if you want to say he wrote to his mom, so the verb again is wrote, and to his mom would be the indirect object. It's indirect, the mom is indirect because there is the preposition to in the way, which would be a in French. So when you do something to someone, it's going to be indirect because you're going to have to use this preposition that's going to be coming in the way. So in French, il a écrit Asamamo. There's the a before the object, so it's an indirect object, and it's always people, it's always to someone. Now there are some differences. Like sometimes English can be a little bit misleading, because for example, if you say he wrote a letter to his mom, the structure is quite clear. He wrote, that's so we have our verb to write, he wrote a letter, that comes straight after the verb, that's the direct object. So what did he write? A letter. And to his mom, so that's to whom? To his mom. Indirect object. English also says he wrote his mom a letter. So be careful there, because that's actually the same thing. He wrote his mom a letter is he wrote a letter to his mom. When you say he wrote his mom a letter, his mom is not the direct object, even though it comes straight away after he wrote. It's a little bit misleading. That's what I would call improper English or evolution of the language. In English, in French, sorry, it would still be il a écrit une lettre, direct object, à sa maman, indirect object. So I hope you get these. Anyway, this episode is not so much about what learning, what direct and indirect objects are. This is more like a brush up or a touch on, depending on your level. So if you need to go more in depth, please. There are lots of resources, so reopen your textbook or have a look on the net. If you're thinking it's really not clear, maybe email me and I'll see what I can do in the future about it. So a little bit of an exercise. I'm going to give you a verb and you're going to tell me if this verb is intransitive, if it can have a direct object, an indirect object, or maybe both. So the verb dire, so to say. Dire, both in French and in English, it can accept both type of object. So, because you can say something, and that thing would be the direct object, and you can say it to someone. That would be the indirect object. For example, you can say or tell a secret to your friend. So, dire un secret, that's direct, à un ami, which is who is a person, à un ami is the indirect object. Now, to explain, expliquer, to explain. It's going to be the same thing, direct and or indirect. So, for example, expliquer un exercice, so to explain an exercise, this is a direct construction. So, you explain what, you explain an exercise, and you can also explain the exercise to someone. So, to whom, for example, to the student. Donc, expliquer un exercice direct à l'étudiant, indirect. Aller, to go. Aller. I've said it at the beginning. Aller is intransitive. It cannot be to go to someone. That wouldn't work like that. So it's not. It's only a direction. When you say to go, you're going to use a place after that. So it's to go where. There's no direct or indirect object after aller. Now, rencontrer, to meet. Alors, that's a bit confusing here, because rencontrer, to meet, in English, sometimes you say to meet someone or to meet with someone. So, I'm not too sure. Generally, it's direct, so you meet a friend. In French, it is a direct structure, so it can be something or someone, but it's always coming directly after the verb. Par exemple, rencontrer un problème, so to meet a problem, to come across a problem. Rencontrer un ami, so to meet a friend. Finir, to finish. That is going to be a direct structure. And par exemple, finir les devoirs, finir un exercice, to finish homework or to finish an exercise. So whatever you finish is going to be a direct object. Téléphoner, so to phone or to call. Here, you really have to be aware of how to think in one or the other language. Because in English, you say I'm phoning someone or I'm calling someone, right? For example, to call your mom. It's a direct structure. In French, it's always going to be you telephone to somebody. It's not you telephone somebody. It's always an indirect structure. It's je téléphone à ma maman. Je téléphone à mon ami. For I'm calling my friend. So a direct structure in English and an indirect structure in French. Just need to learn it. Same for to visit someone. To visit someone. For example, I visited my friends. So I visited my friends in English. You can clearly see that my friend is a direct object. It comes directly after to visit. But in French, you say rendre visite à quelqu'un. So it's like you pay a visit to someone. The preposition à is required, has to be there. It's in the way. So the people that you're going to include in your sentence would be grammatically the indirect object. J'ai rendu visite à mes amis. For I visited my friends. To visit a place is a similar structure in English and in French. For example, you'll visit the Louvre. The Louvre is positioned right after to visit. So you'll visit what? The Louvre. You'll visit what? The city. And in French, it works the same. Tu visiteras le Louvre. Tu visiteras la ville, etc. Note that it is not a place. Like in the meaning, of course, le Louvre or Paris or the city are places. But in like grammatically, here we are having a direct object. So it's what will you visit? Voilà, so that's just a brush up or an introduction of what the direct or indirect objects are. Now, the pronouns. Pronouns replace something. They replace nouns or group of words to make the sentence shorter, to not have to repeat something if we already know what or who we are talking about, who we refer to. So they are direct and indirect pronouns. As a reminder, and as a general rule, pronouns are positioned in front of the verb that they refer to. So in front of the conjugated verb, or if there are two verbs in a row, that would be in front of the second verb, the infinitive, because you will notice that they actually refer to the second verb. So let's jump into examples to make things clearer. So we said, I like cats. I'm going to take some examples I mentioned before, and we're just going to use the pronoun. So I like cats. J'aime les chats. So what is les chats in our sentence? It is a direct object. It's j'aime. And straight away, you say les chats. It's direct. If you want to say I like them, you are using the pronoun to avoid like repeating les chats. And this pronoun is a direct pronoun. So what are the direct pronouns? They are me, for to refer to the first person in singular. Te, le, or la for the feminine, so that's the for him or her or it. Then we have nous and vous, and for the plural, third person plural, we have les. I repeat the pronouns me, te, le or la for the third person singular, then nous, then vous, then les. The indirect pronouns are similar. It's me, te, but for the third person singular, it's not le or la, it's just lui. So to him or to her would be lui. And then we have again nous and vous, and we don't have les, that's the direct object pronoun plural. We'll have leur. So direct object me, te, le or la, nous, vous, and les. Indirect object me, te, lui, nous, vous, leur. So really the only difference is the direct pronoun would be le, la, les, just like the articles, and the indirect pronoun would be lui for to him, to her, and leur for to them. So, j'aime les chats. Les chats is a third person plural object. So, it would be je les aime. He wrote a letter. Il a écrit une lettre. If you want to say he wrote it, so une lettre, that's the third person singular. So, and it's feminine, so that should be la. It's actually going to be il, l' apostrophe, a écrite. Il l'a écrite. All these expressions are in the show notes if you want to have a look at the sentences. So how to say he wrote to his mom? He wrote to his mom. Il a écrit à sa maman. If you want to say he wrote to her, so we're in the indirect object pronoun, third person singular, the mom is feminine. So it's going to be lui. Il lui a écrit. I'm calling my friend. So remember, to call is like if you call on the phone, that would be téléphoner. In French, you say téléphoner à quelqu'un. It's an indirect structure. So if you want to say, I'm calling my friend, je téléphone à mon ami. If you want to say, I'm calling him, that's be I'm telephoning to him. Third person singular, masculine pronoun, lui. Je lui téléphone. I visited my friend. So if you want to say I visited them, which in English is still a direct pronoun. In French, however, remember you say rendre visite à quelqu'un. This is an indirect structure. You're going to use an indirect object pronoun. So, j'ai rendu visite à mes amis. Third person of the plural, that would be leur. Je leur ai rendu visite. Je leur ai rendu visite. And finally, you will visit the Louvre. Tu visiteras le Louvre, if you want to say you'll visit it. So, le Louvre is a direct object, third person singular, and it's masculine. Le Louvre, it's le. Tu le visiteras. I hope that makes sense to you and that has been helpful. Don't hesitate to go over this episode again if you want to have a little bit more practice with the examples that I gave and try to give the answer before me. So yeah, coming up, stay tuned, the pronouns E, the E pronoun spelled as the letter Y, also the pronoun en and the pronoun don, among other, because I may do more episodes about pronouns, why not? Check also my article about the importance of grammar, why I think it's important to be up to date with what is, what a pronoun is, what an adjective is, a direct object, an indirect object. Well, that's precisely because it will make doing what we've just done easier, because you will understand what we are talking about. But I'll just I wrote an article to try to convince some people are really reluctant to learning grammar because they think it's very scary. I do think it's very helpful, and I dedicated an article to it. I'm putting the note in the show notes. And I hope this will motivate you to dig a little bit more into the subtleties of the language and how sentences work, how words are articulated and connected to each other. Thanks a lot, and see you in the next episode of French Way Podcast.